idea was to keep everybody out.
Yeah, they didn't want it. Wouldn't have. By the way, I still have certificates to get on the train here. Said the doctor would certify this man hadn't been exposed to niggers. The niggers called them stiff tickets, certificates. They'd been out at the station. You got your stiff ticket, certificate, and I have one of those doctor certificates right now that was issued. This man had not been exposed to yellow fever. Signed so and so, M.D. Had to have that before he got on the train.
You think you can get out?
Yeah.
Little bugs that burrow into the skin and raise up a well.
Ticks. Ticks.
Ticks.
Yeah, boy. I got a scar right there from one.
Now, do you have anything that's smaller than a tick?
Red bugs. Chiggers.
They burrow under.
Yeah, chiggers. You get covered with those. I've had a million on me. Especially go out in the weeds and grass and you get them on you. And then the only thing to do is to get in a bath of extreme salty water. Get rid of them. They'll eat you alive. Little tiny things. Chiggers. We called them red bugs when I was a child. That and boll weevils and army worms. Oh, boy.
Bugs that jump.
Crickets. Grasshoppers.
Now, did the colored people call grasshoppers? They reversed that.
They called them hoppergrasses.
Now, am I right? Is this right? The whites would call them grasshoppers consistently.
Yeah.
But Negroes would call them
hoppergrasses. Just like they wouldn't say woodpecker, they say pecker woods.
Uh-huh. Do you have any idea of why that was? Or any?
I don't know. Well, you take the term butterfly. The original name for it was flutterby. Butterflies were flutterbys for 100 years. Now, I don't know how it got turned around into butterfly, but they were flutterbys. Now, I don't know how they got that peckerwood and hoppergrass turned around.
And the difference between a spider web and a dew web and a cobweb, do you think any distinctions
of those? No, we call them spider webs or cobwebs. When there used to be an old lady here called them cobwebs, and she'd get them out of the chimney. If you cut your hand, she'd always get some cobwebs out of the chimney and put that with the soot on that cut. She claimed that was the best remedy it was for a cut. Cobwebs out of the chimney with the black soot on it. Now, I don't know how that worked, but I've had to put it on my cut on my arm. Slap it on there and wrap it up, you know, I'll cure it.
How about bugs that flutter around the light?
Cannel flies.
The ones that in one state they eat your clothes, especially wool.
Moths.
Are the young candle flies? Are they?
I don't know. I've had several suits ruined by moths. Of course, they lay the eggs. If a piece of cloth is absolutely clean, it doesn't affect it. It's the grease spots that they eat. They'll lay the eggs, and then that moth hatches out and they'll eat that cloth with the grease spot. If a suit of clothes is perfectly clean, though, they won't bother it, although it is made out of wool.
And the bugs fly around with the light off and on?
Fireflies, lightning bugs, we call them. We still have them.
They're not the same as June bugs.
Oh, no, June bugs. Oh, boy, June bugs. We used to tie string to them, play with June bugs around fig trees. You can find plenty of them around fig trees. They eat ripe figs. We'd catch them and tie a little string on their leg. Go around with the June bug.
These bugs that hover over water have two sets of wings.
We call them snake doctors. Dragonflies, what they are. Snake doctors.
And different owls?
Oh, yeah, we had screech owls. And by the way, you see that tree right there? 3 nights ago, 2 of them got in that tree, and they put me on a concert. Man, are they? They get up in that tree right there. I love to listen to them. They get up and hoop ass. And practically every night you can hear them. They come. They don't seem to be afraid of town. I've seen them downtown. I saw one